All right, it's time to wrap with Royce. Patrick, where would you like to start?
I would like to start with the guaranteed rate bill. Bull, not bill. The guaranteed rate bull. This is being billed as the 32nd guaranteed rate bull. Actually, it is the first. How many of the previous names of the guaranteed rate bull have you, and can you and AJ name without looking at Wikipedia? How many can you name? I'll give you a hint. It started in Tucson and then moved to Phoenix about 10 years later. So I'll give you a hint.
I appreciate the hint. I have no idea.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the previous names is very famous in Gopher history, obviously.
Oh, was it the Insight?
Insight Bowl.
The Glenn Mason Bowl?
Got Mace fired. The Insight Bowl got Mace fired. And Brew lost that game twice. Mm. We were there three times in 4 years.
Really?
06, 08, 09, yeah. Brew got beat by Kansas 42-21. Remember, they had some passer. That was the team that was 7-1, and people were throwing stuff at me when I walked down the street for not being on the Brew bandwagon. And then they lost their last five, including the Iowa game. Was it 55-0 or something?
Oh, was that the year? Yes.
That was
yes,
the year.
At the Metro.
And then they ended up 7-6. They were 7-1. They lost their last five. They got drilled by Kansas. Remember, that was when he changed his – I think he changed his offense between the end of the regular season, and he brought in a new offensive guy. He didn't fire the other guy, but he took away the power. He was going to become a power running game. They got beat 42-21. And then the next year, a very bad Iowa State team beat him 14-13 in one of the worst bowl games ever played, which I think kind of greased the skids for him being on double secret probation entering 2010 season. But so we were there three times in 4 years. But started as the Copper Bowl in Tucson. Didn't have a sponsor. It was just a Copper Bowl. Started in Tucson in 89. Then it became the Insight.com Bowl. And then we got rid of the com, and it just became the Insight Bowl. And it was the Insight Bowl for quite a while, like till 2012 or 13. Then it became the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl for 2 years. Then it was the Cactus Bowl in Phoenix because they didn't have a sponsor. And then for 2 years, it was the Cheez-It Bowl. But then Cheez-It decided to go to Florida and become, you know, went to a different bowl game in Florida. And then it became the Guaranteed Rate Bowl last year. But they didn't play because they couldn't get any teams because not enough teams were willing to play. If Coach Fleck had decided to go to a bowl game, we could have played in this game last year too, because they were looking for a Big Ten team to stand up and say, "Come on down." So
you're saying that the long, rich history that you just went through so eloquently, you're saying it doesn't count towards the Guaranteed Rate Bowl that's going to be on tonight.
32nd ever, but actually the first. Yes, it is.
Fresh start, Pat. It's a fresh start.
What is the limit? What is the limit of change of names before you end up losing your prestige as a bowl game? That's what I want to know. For instance, the Rose Bowl hasn't had 28 different names, right?
It's
pretty much the Rose Bowl.
Yes, it's sponsored now, but it still is called the Rose. It's not changing its name to the FedEx Bowl.
But it does not, you know, when you refer to it, you refer to it as the Rose Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. I think the Gator Bowl, which just had to take Rutgers, 5-7 Rutgers, 2-7 in the Big Ten, to replace Texas A&M, which was pouting because it didn't get to go to a better bowl game. So they claimed that they had too much COVID. They claimed 2 weeks ago when probably half the guys could have been cleared by now, right? They just didn't want to play. So they took Rutgers, which is 5-7, as I said, 2-7 in the Big Ten, and they're in a bowl game this year. So, but anyway, that's a 9:15 kickoff, which usually means about 9:30, maybe.
I'm glad I'm not covering that game.
You might not read about this one in your morning papers.
I'm glad I'm not on deadline for this puppy.
Well, it's got to be one in the morning, right?
Yeah.
College football game.
Absolutely.
Football game. Now, West Virginia, they don't throw it around like they used to, but their running back declared for the NFL draft, their star running back, although I looked him up. I love all these guys who are declaring for the end. And, you know, if you're one of the top 20 picks.
You've done more research on this game than the announcers who are going to do it tonight have.
If you're going to a goofy game, right? And, you know, when you're a top 25, 30 pick, right? Don't play. This guy's the 24th rated running back going into from what I found, the best I could find, he runs a 4.6. He's a running back. He runs a 4.6. You know, that ain't good enough, pal. And but he can't play in the game. He's got to get ready for the draft. He might sprain an ankle or something.
Can we just stop?
No, we won't.
Just stop with these games? Can we just create a playoff? It's going to expand, right?
Yes.
It's going to expand. Can we please? I know it's TV programming. But
ESPN, actually owns 13 of the bowls.
Yes.
And then they run other ones, too.
Yes.
But who watches them outside of Matthew Collar?
A very select small group of very ill people. Not with COVID, but with problems.
Yes. I mean, there's their games. You turn it on. North Texas was playing. Who the hell were they playing? I'm saying, you wouldn't watch it if they were playing it in your backyard. You wouldn't watch these damn games. I used to say when I covered the Winter Olympics, and we used to get sent up to the top of the hill to cover the local guy who would finish 48th in the biathlon or something. And he said, they could be skating around in the Star Tribune parking lot. We would go watch it.
Right.
When we go to Norway, we have to be sure they're there to have them tell us they just skied their personal best. Personal best. That's always the personal best. I don't care about your personal best. You got beat by 14 Swedes, okay?
I think the rule now should be if your bowl was canceled because of COVID, your bowl is dead. So
the
Arizona Bowl, the Hawaii Bowl, mm-hmm. and the very prestigious Military Bowl, as far as I'm concerned, all gone.
You know that they weren't going to have a Hawaii Bowl this year? They added it because there was a 6-6 team that didn't get a bowl invite. It's gone from you're bowl eligible to you have to go to a bowl. You've made a bowl. So
your knowledge of bowls is very frightening.
They added this bowl.
How do you know so
in Hawaii, Aloha Stadium got condemned in Hawaii, the big stadium where they used to have the Pro Bowl.
The Pro Bowl stadium?
It's condemned. The University of Hawaii is playing in a temporary 9,000-seat stadium, which they may never replace. And I know this because my kids in Hawaii, I was talking to them about it.
Sure.
And they were going to have this prestigious Hawaii Bowl in this 9,000-seat stadium, temporary stadium. And Memphis flew all the way out there, and then Hawaii said, we got too much COVID, we can't play.
So, right.
Anyway, yeah, this whole thing is unbelievable, but and then they all jump around like morons when they win, too.
Yeah, and like splatter their coach with weird substances depending on the bowl game, like mayonnaise, like a mayonnaise. If you poured mayonnaise on my head, I'd cut every one of those kids.
I don't know. Last year, the sponsor for the Charlotte game was Duke's Mayo.
Yeah, and that might have been the one.
I don't know if it was again this year. Was it still Duke's Mayo?
I think so. I think they still have a sponsorship.
Might be Duke's Mayo. The Duke's Mayo. I had to look up Duke's Mayo last year. I remember looking it up. Third most, work from Heilman's company, country, right? That's the only mayo we ever run into.
Right, yeah.
Duke's is a big southern mayo. It's like the third biggest selling mayo in the country. Who would have known if there wasn't a bowl game? You wouldn't have known. We don't have Dukes here, but if we did, it was the third. It was the third highest selling mayo in the country. So, yeah, it's. I might not make it to the end. I might drift off. I might not be up.
Is Scoggins there?
No, we did not send him.
Okay, you didn't send a columnist. I thought
no,
you might send.
Well, I wouldn't even send a beat guy for God's
sake. No, I probably.
I guess you need something for the next day.
So. Yeah, I might string it. Yeah. There's got to be some schlep trying to get a freelance check somewhere out in
that's
Phoenix.
Right.
Who would?
That's right.
Go to the
but
game.
You can't make any. There's no chance to make print. You might as well just forget it, right?
So. No, no. Who cares?
Anyway,
who cares?
We got the traditional guarantee.
Well, Patrick, that was that's a very impressive. Your knowledge of bulls is very frightening. So,
well, I'm writing a plugger on the thing, so I was looking it up. So I was. It was not because of fervent interest.
You didn't go down a bull rabbit hole, insight.
Well, I knew it was the old insight bull, so I was trying to figure out how many names. I always loved the bull games that have 14 different names to them.
I believe today, starting at 11 this morning, there's five today.
Yes, there are. We're the last one. I don't know. I think one of them is on Fox or something, and the other four are on ESPN. But the college games, they put them like 3 hours and a half apart, and they have the 20-minute halftime shows. There's none of them that end in less than 4 hours. They're like baseball playoff games. They're even longer in the bowl season.
The halftime shows, eliminate them. Who cares for college? Don't travel. Don't travel to Manhattan. Stop.
Yeah, well, remember that used to be a big deal for the Gopher games, whether they're going to send the band or not? Or
yes.
They're not even sending the band.
There was a big controversy, and I believe there was a petition 1 year to send the band. We were so upset they weren't going to send the band.
The Gophers, you know, the Big Ten picks up the bills for these things because they got to, and they lose money on this. But this year they got Michigan in the playoff, and they got two other teams, Ohio State and Michigan State, in the Big Six bowl game. So they'll get a nice check from the bowls this year, just from but it is incredible that they were sent to the ninth highest paying bowl of the
really
yes. I don't know why. I don't know why the Gophers slipped down behind Maryland teams like that. Some people thought Maryland because they're in Eastern, so they might get more people to the Pinstripe.
And the Outback, I think the Outback didn't want them back again. What, they were there in 19? So I think the Outback said, no thanks.
We showed up for the Outback. Wasn't that Coach Fleck's big deal?
Yeah, yes.
The last two times I've been to Florida for a decent bowl game, they're a lot of Minnesotans.
They don't respect
I bet you. I wonder if they'll have 100 people who actually came from Minnesota today. Flights are like $1,000, and I mean, it's ungodly expensive to fly right now.
The COVID is not scaring travelers.
No.
Omicron is not scaring the traveling
community.
What's
scaring travelers is that their flight might be canceled.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's true.
You get out there. I got to tell you. I did a lot of flying. I don't care about it anymore. But I'm not good at the 3 hour wait for the plane. I am not. I'm not good when they start telling you it ain't here and we got to fly a plane in from somewhere else. I get a little impatient.
You lack the patience.
Yes.
Yeah. No. I can't imagine that. Airport,
especially since I, you know, for 40 years I haven't been able to drink. If you could drink while you're waiting, that'd be okay.
It makes it easier. Sneak in that bar.
They charged money for that game last night, huh? The Wolves and the Celtics.
Well, yeah. Nathan Knight, 20 points. Greg Monroe, big game.
How about the guy who hadn't played in 2.5 years? Greg Monroe.
Greg Monroe.
Right in, man.
He met Finchie right before media access last night.
Well,
hi, I'm Greg.
I think he introduced himself to one of his teammates when he substituted in.
They asked him about Jalen Noel's game and if he knew, and he said, that guy had a great game. I had no idea who he was.
Yeah. He hasn't played the NBA. He's a big man.
You know who would have loved this team? Mussie.
Yes, he would have.
Mussie would have loved these guys.
I tell you, Mussie would have been the king of COVID times.
Yes.
Because he had.
You're right.
He had the greatest notebook that you have ever seen. Because he used to coach the Albany Patroons, right?
Yes.
And if he needed a four, and he didn't have an iPad, obviously. He had a notebook this thick, like this. Pages coming out of it. He had the name and phone number of every player that had a chance to show up in 2 days, coaches of all the minor league teams. He had the greatest book of all time.
I think this is a column. I think the king, Mussie being the king of COVID, it's you're 1,000% right.
He would have been unbelievable.
He would have won every game.
Yes, because he had, I remember him showing me, I went down to, he coached here, and then he got, you know, he got fired here, and he went back to the
Rochester, right?
He went to Rochester. He went to, I don't know if he got, he must have been in Reno when Billy Martin got in the fight. He got Billy Martin out to be a celebrity at one of his games in Reno, the Reno Bighorns, and Billy got in a fight, of course. And, but that might have been before he got hired here. I don't know, but he had all his travels. But after he got fired here, I went down to see him with the Tampa Bay Thrillers. Playing over in St. Pete, arena over in St. Pete with the Tampa Bay Thrillers. He still had the book, man. He still had the book getting played. His record in the CBA and other varieties is unbelievable. He's like Red Auerbach of those leagues, And it was, they always tell the great stories, Flip was coaching the Catbirds, and Eric was coaching Rapid City, I think. Rapid City. The Tampa Bay Thrillers moved to Rapid City, which was an interesting move. And I think that was the team Eric was coaching. And they got in the finals against each other in the CBA. And I went down there, and Bill was there, sitting behind Eric's bench, telling Eric, whether Eric wanted to listen to him or not, he was telling Eric. Then he was taunting Flip, who he played for and loved, but he was as fired up for that game as if he was in the NBA Finals.
I think you're right. I think Mussie and COVID would have coexisted fine.
He would have been perfect. He would have tested positive 23 days in a row, and it wouldn't have made any difference to him either. He would have kept going.
Flying in every CBA guy he possibly could.
Well, half his team, Sam Mitchell and all those guys came out of the, Sam Mitchell came out of
what was it? Scotty Roth, right?
Tony Campbell. Scotty Roth, yeah. Scotty Roth. I was looking up that first team. Scott Roth, you kind of remember him as a joking 6'8" forward, shooter. God, he played 25 minutes a game. He played a lot.
Oh, yeah. It was incredible. Mm-hmm. He milked those guys for every last thing they were worth as far as professional basketball players.
I remember when we were sitting down there next to him, the guard. Who was the guard that played with Stockton and Malone? He played a long time in the league. I can't remember who it was, a black kid. And Mussie saying, go for it. Go ahead. He can't guard you. He can't guard you. He can't guard you. And then he was saying, he can't get around you. He can't get around you. The guy turns around and says, shut the bleep up. He was going to come over and punch him. It was unbelievable.
Oh, God, those were fun. That was a fun year. That dome season was a fun year.
Yeah, well, the great one is they call him up to the office the second year when Gerald Glass is there and he won't play him. He hates him because he's fat and won't guard anybody, but he's a number one. He's a first rounder, the second first rounder that year.
Right.
And they order him to play Gerald Glass. Maybe Marv and Bob Stein are in there and order him to play Gerald Glass.
Yep.
And he comes back down and his second year, Eric was an assistant with him, his son Eric. And Eric says, they told me I have to play Gerald Glass. And he said, what are you going to do? He says, I'm going to play the guys that give us the best chance to win. Didn't give him a minute that night. That was it. He signed his own death certificate.
But, who did they think that they were hiring when they hired Mussie? Yes. That's always been my question. Yes. He was going to win with what he had.
And like hiring Tibbs and getting mad because he tries to win. Because he's going to make the playoffs come hell or high water,
But the weird thing is the Wild initially and the Wolves did the same thing. Jacques Lemaire was going to milk victories from a team no matter who he had.
I think it was fairly important to them, don't you, to be competitive?
Yes, I do, but I think that was, and I don't know why exactly. But, I would have just stopped.
I think you're right. I think the honeymoon lasted longer because of Jack. I think they would have had
probably.
They would have had 4 years, probably.
But you know, Pat, I'll take those top five draft picks that you would have got without Jock.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about
like,
it.
Like, that would be when Mike Yeo should coach your team. Not later.
Or Todd Richards or any of the other
ones
they got. So.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
So,
yeah, go ahead.
NHL is going to play tonight, right?
Yes, they are going to play some games, but they're still canceling games for this week.
Did they change to the 5-day thing too? Canada might not have the same rules.
I think they've got problems. I think Canada's gonna, because they take this way more seriously than we do.
Yeah, they're not trying to make sure the NFL can play games up there by changing the rules and everything. But
so who's on 5-day sports wise now? Has basketball gone? Did basketball change?
I think the NBA already changed. Yeah. I think they did. I think the NBA changed. NCAA is going to change. Everybody's going to change. College basketball, we're not paying as much attention because it's early in the season. They're getting killed, too.
Yeah. They're not playing. Canceling
games. I was talking to Craig Thompson yesterday, the WAC, the Mountain West commissioner, and about other things. And, you know, he's got a bunch of teams not playing. You know, San Jose State, Tim Miles, their team hasn't played for a while. San Diego hasn't played for a while. So they're having a bunch of teams not playing.
I saw a note last night. I think tonight's slate, there were like 50 games or something like that. 30 of them have been canceled. I mean, it's a huge amount.
Yeah. Yeah. It's if you're doing it with one or two, if you're doing it based on one positive test, you got no chance right now.
Yep.
You know, because, you know, this one is easy to catch and easy to get over, apparently.
It's time to go raid the football rosters is what it's time to do, Pat. It's time to go look at the football. Who can play basketball? Who wants to play basketball?
Yeah, right. That's
if you could pass the test, you're playing basketball for us.
That's right.
Iron Five. Let's go back to the Iron Five days with the Gophers.
I think what you need is bad doctors that are given the test, you know, bad, you know, guys that, you're okay. Yeah. Put this up your nose. Yeah. What the hell?
Just have the coaches give the tests. Ah, that's fine. That's fine. You'll be good.
How do you think Tibbs would do? What would have to be your level of disease for Tibbs to rule you out of the game? Tibbs has actually got most of his team back for tonight's game with the,
Perhaps if you were on a ventilator, Tibbs might not play you. But, I mean, then again, he might be like, just wheel it around with you.
Yeah, right.
Can you pass?
Get a rebound, guy.
Can you pass the basketball? All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Go, you know, we're 0-3 in this bowl game. So it's a big let's.
But it's not the same bowl game. It's a fresh start to fresh beginnings.
Let's get off the schneid here. Come on tonight. Let's beat mighty West Virginia.
Enjoy the guaranteed rate bowl. I know you will.
Okay. See you.
Bye.